Hi, everyone. It is Mike and Kim Burge, and it's time for some good stuff. We've got a couple of good doses of it today, so we hope you are ready. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. They've got information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment. It just goes on and on. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. You need to stop by if you're an antique person or just want to browse around some interesting things. They have a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles at Yesterday's Antiques. Kim, I was going to share a few things about how hot it is, because I know a lot of our area has a heat wave or has had a heat wave, and so I was going to share some of those, but why don't you share first?
Okay, well, I've got a poem written by Albert Kennedy that's Rosie Rosewell, and it's Should You Go First? Should you go first and I remain to walk the road alone, I'll live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring, I'll wait for roses red when fades the lilac blue. In early fall, when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first and I remain for battles to be fought, each thing you've touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, though blindly I may grope, the memory of your helping hand will buoy me with hope. Should you go first and I remain to finish with the scroll, no lengthening shadows shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much happiness, we've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. Should you go first and I remain, one thing I'll have you do, walk slowly down the long lone path, for soon I'll follow you. I want to know each step you take that I may walk the same, for some day down that lonely road you'll hear me call your name.
And who wrote that?
That was by Albert Kennedy Rosewell, and he actually goes by Rosie.
Okay. Well, of course, we've had these temperatures sizzling all over the country this year, and so I thought maybe some how hot is it jokes here as we get to the last part of August.
Okay. Checking our sense of humor when it's hot, eh?
Yep.
Okay.
It's so hot, when the temperature drops below 95, I start to feel chilly. It's so hot, I saw a funeral procession pull through the Dairy Queen.
Oh, that, I like that. Okay, now wait a minute. How hot is it?
Well, it's so hot, cows are giving evaporated milk.
Oh, no.
It's so hot, asphalt has a liquid state.
Oh, ooh, I've seen that.
You can use this at coffee today or anything, guys, or lunchtime or whatever. You can repeat this. It's so hot, I saw a bird pull a worm out of the ground with an oven mitt. It's so hot, the Statue of Liberty was asked to lower her arm. Got to get that one. It's so hot, chickens are laying hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, that's not good.
It's so hot, E.L. James titled her next book, 50 Shades of Red.
Oh, no.
It's so hot, they installed a fan in the debt ceiling.
I didn't think there was a debt ceiling.
It's so hot, polar bears are wearing sunscreen.
Oh, that's not good either.
It's so hot, I discovered my seatbelt makes a pretty good branding iron.
Ouch.
Ouch, yeah. It's so hot, I started to put ice cubes in my waterbed.
I like that.
Yeah. It's so hot, we had to ship the fish to Seattle just so that they wouldn't forget how to swim.
Uh-oh.
It's so hot, Optimus Prime, remember the Transformers thing?
Yep.
Optimus Prime transformed into an air conditioner.
Oh, creative.
Pretty nice to do that.
Yeah.
And it's so hot, Siri asked to be dipped in a glass of ice water.
She did. Well, that's pretty interesting. Hey, if you've got some good stuff to share, we'd love to hear it. You can send it to Kim H. Burge. That's Kim, the middle initial H, and B as in boy, U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. We love to share what you have to share, and everybody gets a kick out of it. So please send to Kim H. Burge at gmail.com. Okay, let's wrap it up. There are 38 peaks in South America higher than Mount McKinley, which is the highest point in North America. Not sure what to do with it, but it's all yours for the day.
Put that one in your hat band for future use.
There you go. And And El Capitan in Yosemite National Park is the largest visible granite rock in the world. It is twice the size of the Rock of Gibraltar.
Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. I know they appreciate it. And you stay tuned for another edition of The Good Stuff.